Blog Talk Radio. Praise the Lord and greetings in the name of Jesus Christ. We want to welcome you tonight to Blog Talk Radio. What a blessing it is to be here tonight on a Wednesday, April the 1st, 2015. This is the 91st day of the year, day 91. So we thank and praise God. This is the day which the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. What a blessing and a privilege it is for us to share the good news of Jesus Christ as we approach this resurrection day. We just thank the Lord because he's just so good and so gracious to us. We honor him tonight for his faithfulness. So thanks a bunch for joining us. At this time, we want to invite you to join us as we approach the throne of God in prayer. May we pray for wisdom and for his direction tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you because you're so great and kind and so merciful. Thank you for supplying every need according to your riches and glory. Lord God, we ask you to bless and anoint, oh God, the speaker tonight and the hearers. Oh God, that we both will be blessed, both the receiver and the giver. We thank you, God, your word declares that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom we pray and dominion, both now and forever. Lord God, we thank you that your word will not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish that which you please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto you sent it. Lord, we just give you praise because you are worthy tonight, and we just honor you for your faithfulness, God. We just bless you and we thank you for the victory. We pray, oh God, that you are blessed now in Jesus' name. We pray, amen and amen. Tonight, I want to ask you to go with us to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, praise God, the 6th chapter in verse 4. 2 Corinthians 6. And we're going to look at verse 4. The Bible declares here, but in all things, approving ourselves, the ministers of God. Now, he gives us a list of things, and we'll go through them right quick. He says here, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. Now, when we hear this word approve, I always like to think of it kind of like when you go to a shopping store and you use your credit card. You have two choices. Either will be declined or approved, depending on what you have available. So, here the Lord God is saying to us through the Apostle Paul, he said, but in all things, approving ourselves. That means we are making ourselves qualified. Not that we are doing it, but God himself allowed circumstances to test us to see whether or not we are qualified. I just want to talk to us tonight for a little while about being qualified in the race. So he says, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God. First, he said, in merch patience. Now, patience, we know, is the ability to endure something hard or difficult without complaining. He said, in afflictions, which means trouble. Then he said, in necessity, whatever your needs are. He said, in distresses. Then he talks about in strife and in imprisonment. He says, two more. In labor, in watching, in fasting, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. Notice all these things that Paul went through. verse 7, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chased and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing, possessing all things. So if you see, all these things were to find out whether or not we were truly qualified. One of the things that's so important in the body of Christ is we have to recognize that there is a baptism of suffering. We as believers are going to be tested and tried, but we got to make sure that in order for us to go to the next level in God, we must be willing to go through to find out whether or not we qualify to run this race. This same Apostle Paul, he gave us something to consider in the 9th chapter of 1 Corinthians and around the 24th verse. You find these words penned by the apostle. He said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may attain. He said, and every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. But notice this again. Let's go through it again. He said, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize. So he was in letting you know, so run that you may attain. In other words, you're not going to get nothing just sitting on the side. But when you get in the race and actually run, you have the same chance as the next fellow to attain a prize. The Bible says, every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to attain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertain. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, he said, but I keep, with a guard, I take protection over my body, I put it under subjection, I beat it down. You know, when you're in a training section, you have to tell your body what it can eat and what it can't eat, what it can't have. The Bible says, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. Least that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified or cast away. When we was running track, and every time we had an event, as long as you stayed in the guidelines or the confines of that track event, you were qualified. But if you stepped on the sideline, you were considered disqualified. You can no longer contend because you have stepped out of bounds. When we consider done for us as believers, there are things that we can do that will determine whether or not we are qualified or disqualified. God is looking for us to be an example of the believer in all areas. He wants us to walk before him in pureness and holiness. God is a holy God. We in ourselves can be holy, not just by external stuff, by the things we put on or by the things we have, but holiness starts in the heart. And I'm still asking God to work on me, you know, so that I can be the man of God he called me to be. I want to walk before him in all righteousness, doing those things that pleases him, doing those things that honor him. Have I always done it? No. But I've learned to be quick to repent and say, Lord, help me that I may do what you call me to do. Understanding that there is a price for living right. There's a price for being qualified. In fact, the Apostle Paul, the same Apostle Paul, asked, what? No, you're not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So it is necessary to understand that, yes, you're going to go through some things as believers, but the Lord will allow us to be tested, and yet he'll give us the strength and the courage that we can make it through tests. The Bible teaches us, in fact, in First Peter chapter number 4, as we talk about being disqualified in handling suffering, in First Peter chapter 4, and I believe the 12th verse, the Bible tells us, beloved, think you're not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. Joys, inasmuch as you are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Notice what he said, beloved, loved one, dear loved ones of God, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. The Bible said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer. Of course, you know a murderer, when he's caught, he or she is caught, they're turned over to the state, and they're either given a life sentence or they're given a death sentence, depending on what that state determines to be capital punishment. So he said, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on his behalf. For the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin in us, the Bible says, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? So, friends, we got to understand that there are some things that's simply going to happen. God will permit some suffering to come. But who greater than we can learn from than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who himself suffered? The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, but even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that he should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sin without in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Glory. For ye were our sheep going astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your soul. Now consider that again. He says, for even him too were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. And as we embark upon this resurrection season, we know how Christ did suffer. It was planned by God the Father that his only begotten Son would come, sacrifice his life so that we can be saved, we can be delivered. God the Father, the Bible says in Colossians 1:13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. God did that. God delivered us and still delivering us. And as we yield ourselves to him more and more, there's nothing that's too hard for him. He is the God of all flesh. There is nothing too hard for him. If we can believe, all things are possible. And because we go through such great suffering, we must understand that Christ paid that great price for us so that we can be qualified to run this race. We don't have to do anything but accept and believe his word. What he promised in his word, he will bring it to pass. Consider what the Bible says here. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the scripture declares to us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are the called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. The Bible declares, moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And who he called, them he also justified or acquitted. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. The Bible says, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Notice it again. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, can be against us? Now notice he said, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? And then I love these who questions the Apostle Paul began to ask. He said, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Notice that again. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also make an intercession for us. The Bible says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? And he asks about these seven things. To tribulation, tribulation is number one, number two, or distress, number three, or persecution, or number four, famine, or number five, nakedness, or number six, pearl, or number seven, sword. The Bible says, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. And now he was quoting out of Psalm 44, verse 24 right there, that as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. My God, he said, nay in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. So he said, but I'm convinced, he said, I made up my mind. I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. He had made up his mind that nothing is going to disqualify me. And then let us consider Acts. Acts, the 14th chapter, and verse number 22. Acts 14, and verse number 22. Now notice what was going on here. The Bible says in Acts 14, 22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exalting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Now, the Bible was telling us there, and it really says, it said there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconia, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as the disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city, and the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. And when he had preached the gospel to that city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconia and to Antioch. And there they was confirming the souls of the disciples and exalting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And when they had ordained them elders in every church and had prayed with them, they commended them to the Lord, on whom they believed. Friend, what a blessing and an honor for us share, and to let you know that no matter what you're going through, you can make it today. You got to make up in your mind that nothing is going to stop you. You got to be determined that God has already worked it out. He's given you the victory. The greater one lives in you. All you got to do is keep on believing his word and understand that no matter what it looks like, he's already given us an example. Hebrews 12, the Bible says, verses 1 through 4, wherefore sin, we also are compassed or compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. The Bible declares, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him, the Bible said, for consider him that endured such contradictions of sinners against himself, ye should be weary and faint in your mind. He said, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. What you going through? We haven't given up the ultimate price, our life as a sacrifice, like our Lord and Savior did on the cross. But I want you to know today that we can make it. The apostle went through great persecution during the time of the church age, and it was through that persecution they moved out to where God wanted them to be and minister. Sometimes we get stuck in a circle, and God allows some fire to come in there. The Bible talks about how James, in James chapter 1, the Bible said, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeted. He said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation. Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith, perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you like wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavers like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. But let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. So I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're going through, Jesus has already told us what to do. 10:1, he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. I want you to know tonight, we got the victory. We got to look up, get up, because he's coming back again. He's coming back for a church that's prepared. Will you be ready? Father, we just give you praise tonight for your mercy, Lord God. Thank you for being our strength. Thank you for making a way out of no way, God. You are so great. You are so kind. Thank you for working everything after the counsel of your own will. We love you today. We give you praise, God, because there's no God like you. We just want to thank you, Lord. Help us, oh God, that we'll present our bodies before you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, oh God. For this is our reasonable service. Oh God, we ask you to forgive us for all our sins. God, there's nothing here before you, Lord. So God, we ask you to forgive us for all sin, iniquity, and transgression. Lord, help us, oh God, to look up. Oh God, to get up, oh God, because you are coming back. Lord God, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God, for being so kind and so merciful. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the victory over every circumstance. Lord, I want to thank you, oh God. Remember those who are sick and afflicted. Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you for what you're doing for Linda tonight. I thank you for touching her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, you are a miracle worker. And we give you praise, we give you glory. There's just no God like you, Lord. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that healeth us. Lord, we just thank you now. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. We just want to say thank you, sir. Oh, God, thank you for Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for this tool we have just to encourage your people. God, I thank you for the anointing of encouragement, God, and exaltation and consolation, Lord. We just thank you that we can look up, God, look up to Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith. Lord God, we ask that you would bless in a special way. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Broadcast tonight. We thank God for what he's going to do with us, through us, and for us. And we just commit ourselves to him, the judge of righteous. I want to say, if you desire to get in contact with us, you may write P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi. That's P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. That's Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministries. That's Elder Thomas Williamson or Prayer of Faith Ministries. P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. Remember that we are here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, right here on Blog Talk Radio at 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, 3 a.m. Universal Time. Right here on Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to listen to us on the web, you may go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S, 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y-M-U-S, 2010. There you can listen to the night's broadcast, or you can download previous ones at your convenience. These broadcasts are made available the next day after the live show, the next morning. Well, we just thank God for you. We hope that you are enjoying your week, and those of us who will celebrate Passover, what a blessing. And I tell you, it's a blessing from the Lord. And we lead up into Resurrection Week. And we look forward to seeing you right back here Friday night on Blog Talk Radio. Well, God bless you. Just remember to stay encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26 says, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding you to be encouraged in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everyone have a great night in Jesus' name. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Good night, everybody.